Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information that you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can always reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. All right, let's introduce our first guest today, my friends and just great guys from Mystery Modeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And Keith and Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, and if I go gulp once in a while and try to cough, I've got adult onset allergies. So yay, oh boy, and everything. So I'm just begging for the green grass and spring to get here, and it's attacking me.
Of course. Yeah, I was telling somebody the other day that when it's 100 degrees in August,
yeah,
I'm not complaining this year.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just been miserable this winter.
It's been a rough one. So, and did you have a good St. Patrick's Day last weekend?
I did.
Pretty quiet.
Yeah, pretty quiet. Yes. Okay. I made some mean Reuben sandwiches and we kind of had a little celebration at the house, and pretty quiet too. So.
My son and I went up to Parkville and watched and basically looked at the river.
Oh boy.
Flooding everything.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think it was supposedly crested last weekend, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think there's another one coming though.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's bad. I remember in 1993, taking 435 from the Kansas side, and then it crosses over the river going to the airport, and it was lapping up onto the edge of 435. It was that far out of its banks. I don't know if it's going to do that far south. I think the heavier flooding is going to be north of that, but man, that's ugly.
I was living in a loft downtown in the River Market at the time.
Ooh.
And when you got on the roof of the building, it looked like the Missouri River by the airport was a lake.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just
the
airport kind of poking out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Hopefully it won't get that bad.
Yeah, gosh, I hope not. And I'm definitely thinking about and praying for all the people up in Nebraska and into Iowa. Towns are an island. I mean, they're having to boat supplies into – I mean, this is really – historically, catastrophically bad.
Yeah.
Well, I-29's been closed. They tell you to divert to I-35. That's a long ways out of your way.
Yeah. I hear you
got to go to Omaha.
Absolutely. And I hear you got to go like maybe over to Topeka and then kind of work your way back, adding an hour and a half. This is terrible. So, all right. So, if you're affected by the floods, man, we're thinking of you and we're praying for you. So,
and if you have to go to Topeka. I'm kidding.
Hey, I was born and raised in Topeka. Come on, man.
Oh, I guess I'll admit I was born there too.
Were you?
Mark? Yes, I was.
Oh, my brother from another.
And we got out.
Yeah. My brother from another mother, as they say.
There you go.
Well, Mark, we're glad to have you back.
We know that you're
a little under the weather last month.
We've all taken our turns, it seems like.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, well, let's talk about remodeling your home to age in place. Mr. Remodeler has been in business since 1969. Keith's dad started the business really kind of out of necessity, Keith. Working with the group, and the salesperson lining up all the jobs decided to take the month of December off, and that doesn't work.
Yep.
or that doesn't generate any work. So your dad said, nope, I'm going to do this on my own.
Yeah, he had a 4-year-old son, me, and a wife at home, and he had to take care of it. So he went out and just hustled up some work and never looked back.
Yeah, that is awesome. I love stories like that. Just perseverance and a person just never accepting no, and there are no other options. This is what we're doing, sink or swim, and breaking through that and kind of getting over the hump, and we're going to celebrate your 50th anniversary later this year, and I am bringing champagne into the studio, and we're going to clink on the air. That'll be so fun. But
that'd be great.
But that's an amazing accomplishment, and in a very competitive business, and it's difficult to find, you know, the carpenters and the craftsmen and all the pieces. 50 years is a stunning accomplishment.
Yeah, it's something we're real proud of. We're real proud of that.
And you're not in business for 50 years unless you're doing it right. And is Mr. Remodeler perfect? No, I mean, you can have mistakes made or you can have issues come up.
Never. But we never have any mistakes at all.
But I always look at it as, you know, how is it addressed and what do you do about it? And so you're really good at that. And you even send out a survey after the fact, mm-hmm. asking, you know, hey, what went well? What do you think? Where can we improve? You're just constantly trying to get better every day, even after 50 years. I'm just so impressed with that.
Well, yeah, we're constantly looking at where we can improve stuff, change the way we do things, change our approach, better monitoring of the jobs or whatever is needed. And also, you know, we've got some really good guys working for us.
Yep. Yeah, we're fortunate to have the help we do have.
Yeah.
Have. It would be nice to have more of those yep. people, yep. but
so if
the
you're
people
looking
we
for a
have
job.
Are really, yeah, definitely.
And you're skilled, not just looking for a job.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, well, we need to put that little qualifier in there.
Yes. Yeah.
So, all right. And so, Mark, you're one of the new guys at Mr. Remodel.
Well, yeah, I've only been there 15 and a half years is all, so... But I'm slowly becoming one of the oldest people there, you know,
yeah.
It's transitioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we might have a person or two under 40 now. I
mean, in the field.
Yeah. 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 But it's
a couple of
most
guys.
Of us have been around a while. So that's a
couple of spring chickens there in their late 30s, right?
Right. Right.
No, actually, that's true. There's so few people go. Well, I think the current generation, you're going to see more people going into the trades. But we had a couple of generations that really a lot of people didn't. So, I mean, one of the guys working for us is 63 years old. He's looking at retirement in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Don't let him.
You know, yeah.
Just well, a lot of people are looking at retirement.
Yeah.
It's whether it becomes
whether you really do it or not.
Whether or not they make it.
Yeah.
Just exactly. Let that gentleman know. You can retire, but not until 70.
Right.
So,
right.
But, you know, and your point's really well taken. There's so many people, and I wouldn't say that they're lazy, but there's so many people kind of looking for kind of the easiest way to make money. And I want to sit down and play on my computer and have checks show up in my bank account. And most jobs just don't work that way.
Well,
so, I mean, you have to have a work ethic and you have to have practice. You have to have a craft and you have to try really hard. You have to show up every day and not everyone can do that.
Well, we spent, you know, two generations telling them to work smart, not hard, and putting posters up.
Oh, boy.
Mike Rowe talks about this.
Okay.
You know, that and even in movies, which frankly seems to be changing, but you watch old movies from the 80s and 90s, and the guy wearing a tool belt is usually a dolt.
Yeah.
You know, and so they've, you know, created a shortage. You know, I don't know what we thought we were going to do when nobody wanted to work with their hands anymore.
Uh-huh.
But you are seeing that change.
I think it's
you
coming. Are. I think it's you coming are. Back around.
I think so. With the vocational schools are a little more active and progressive, and you know, not everyone is really cut out for college or that type of education. So
or the $50,000 to $100,000 of debt that comes along with
it. Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. You're seeing more and more people talk about trade schools because they don't, you know, I've heard about this woman, 64 years old. She's still paying off debt from college.
Oh my gosh.
Because of the way it was accrued and, or you can stop paying for a while, I guess.
Oh boy.
But then it just keeps building interest that whole time.
Yeah.
So when you start again, I mean, just massive amounts of debt
just
goes on
debt,
forever.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's worse than a credit card.
Well, yeah. And you go $100,000 in debt for a job that's going to pay you $30,000 a year when you get out.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which is, I think those universities are going to have to do something to reduce tuition or something.
Something has to give somewhere in here.
Yeah.
Has to give. So if you're thinking about remodeling your home, whether it's remodeling your home to age in place, and that might be widening doors, that may be converting an unused jacuzzi tub to a nice walk-in or roll-in zero-entry shower, putting in a ramp so you can get in and out of the home safely. It could be a lot of different things. Or if it's not an age-in-place job, Mark, I mean, you can take care of everything in someone's home from the foundation to the shingles on the roof.
Oh, absolutely. We do it all the time. We do more bathrooms, kitchen, aging-in-place projects than we do other types of projects, but we certainly have the manpower to do about anything.
Absolutely. So reach out to Mr. Remodeler. I'll give you a couple of phone numbers here, 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166. Or go online. They have a really good website, and I love the before and after pictures. I love that. They're just really just amazing to me. At mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com, and we'll continue our conversation right after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. A remodeling company performing aging-in-place work in the home of an elderly person must be CAHPS certified. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach out on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can also stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the big microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and you are in. It's really that simple, and lots of people do that very same thing right there. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week, more of a statement of the week. A remodeling company performing aging-in-place work in the home of an elderly person must be CAHPS certified. That stands for Certified Aging-in-Place Specialist. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. So, Keith, I know, and Mark, Mr. Remodeler was unofficially CAHPS certified for a long time before there was ever such a thing. I mean, you've done aging-in-place work for decades.
Oh, yeah, for forever.
We just didn't know what to call it.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's just a different way to basically market that product. Uh-huh. And I think it's been 10 years now.
It's been that long? We've,
yeah, mm-hmm. I think this would be 10 years in October, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. That we've had that certification. So we were kind of a trailblazer at the time.
Yeah.
We were, I think, only 5 people in the Kansas City area that had the certification.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those were occupational therapists and more in the medical field.
Yeah, so. And so
it takes some time to get. I mean, it's not something you go online and answer a few questions. It was 40 hours of training. And at the time, Mark went to Boise, Idaho. I kept thinking Bucyrus. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
think Boise, Idaho. Would have been a little closer.
And spent a week out there getting the certification.
Yeah.
And there's training, ongoing education that has to be done as well.
You have to do the contending ed and every couple of years or something?
Well, I don't for that, but because of our Johnson County licensing that requires that continuing education, I tend to try to take.
So you keep up with that.
By keeping up with that, I usually do this something that goes along with the aging in place or, you know, even commercial buildings, that type of thing. Yep. Not that we do much of that, but, you know, knowledge is good. And we do use those guidelines for ADA, you know, to help us out in residential modifications as well, even though we don't need to use that.
That's a good background to have. And yeah, and knowledge is key. And, super important.
Yeah, last weekend we actually gave a talk at the Johnson County Home Show about that, and there were some real good questions. We followed Greg Brady.
Okay, how about that?
Wasn't it Greg Brady? Yeah, yeah, it was Greg.
Brady Bunch.
How was Greg? Did he tell you a story of a lovely lady?
Yeah.
He probably maybe did that in the other room. Yeah. I don't know.
Our crowd was a little bigger because the line to get your picture taken with him was in the back.
Oh, okay. You had a captive audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Very nice. Very nice.
Anybody that remembers Greg Brady probably needs aging in place.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. So be sure to reach out to Mr. Remodeler at 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166. Online at mrremodeler.com. And, Mark, I understand that you, working with a gentleman, up in, St. Joseph?
Yes, there's actually a couple that we're working with, live in an older home in St. Joe, and we're going to be doing a elevator, installation for them. When I say that, we're going to build the shaft, get the foundation put in, do the modifications to the home itself, and then the elevator company will come in and actually install the equipment for the elevator. Mm-hmm. But, it's always interesting to know, because when we go out to someone's home, we don't know the history or what the, you know, why are we there, you know, so to speak. Right. And, you know, I'm thinking an elevator, well, you know, they're in a wheelchair or they've got some, you know, disabilities of some type.
But sure.
These people are just wanting to be proactive. The house means something to them. They've done a lot of work to it. It's a, you know, older basement. First floor, second floor, and they want access to the whole house. So, you know, they're making the investment now rather than waiting till they absolutely have to have it. So being proactive, I can't say enough about that.
How many times have we talked about that on the show? Don't wait until the last second. And obviously they're not. They must listen to the show.
Could be.
Probably.
Could be. Yeah.
And so they're putting in an elevator, and then that means that they're probably looking at some other opportunities to enhance their home so that they can stay there for as long as possible.
Absolutely. And it reminded me, we do a little bit of work in St. Joe, but it reminded me of one other time I was up there, and it was an aging-in-place situation where the children of the older couple had got involved, and they lived in this home for 50 years. And one of the projects they wanted done was railing on the front porch. And, you know, the homeowner, he was just upset that they would even think that he needed that railing.
Like, I don't need a rail.
Yeah, he goes, I don't need a railing. I've lived here 50 years, fallen down twice.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good odds. However, the two times have been in the last 6 months.
Oh.
So, you know, he did great for 49 and a half years, it was becoming a problem quick.
Yeah.
So he got the railing.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Fall a couple of times in the last 6 months, we're seeing a trend.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Falls are nothing to mess around with. One fall, and that could change your life forever. My grandma fell in their home and fractured her neck. She broke her neck. And she lived that, and she wasn't paralyzed, so got really, really lucky. But, you know, most falls, you have a bump or a bruise. You may have a fractured hip. You may have a skin tear. You may get a concussion. But some falls, once in a while, some falls are catastrophic.
Yeah.
My father was alive, he, you know, I would get a call when he was in a nursing home that he had fallen, and It was always his contention. He never fell. He just slipped.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I think there's some technical difference there. Well, yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but yeah.
I descended.
Yeah. I changed planes.
Rapidly. My speaking of aging in place, just grab bars and stuff like that. My mom just had knee surgery.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we went in. She already had 2 grab bars, but she was going to need another one just kind of help her out. And, yep. And she's got a seat. And, you know, within probably another 3 weeks, she's not going to need those anymore. But they were there, you know, and her balance isn't great. So it's the kind of thing that, like we keep saying, you got to get ahead of the curve, you know.
And so, and now, I mean, she has some extra support there, and she's recovering and everything.
Right.
But, once she, you know, she gets kind of back up on her feet and to a normal baseline. But if she should ever need them again, they're already there. So,
right.
So you're in good shape there. So, if this is resonating with our listeners, don't put this stuff off. Do yourself, do your loved one, do your family a huge favor and just be proactive about this. Have Mr. Remodeler come out and take a look at your situation there and then make some suggestions and put together a bid for what that's going to look like and what it would cost and how long it would entail, et cetera. But do that. Be sure to reach out to Mr. Remodeler for all of these types of needs. 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166. Mark and Keith, thanks so much for being in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab. That's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Feel free to help yourself. Lots of people go back and listen to the podcast after the fact. All right. One last call for the Lenexa Senior Symposium. I mentioned that last week. I don't think it's too late to get in, but you're going to want to call them right away. Give you a phone number here, 913-825-9920. The Lenexa Senior Symposium, and there will be multiple experts talking about senior living choices, financial and estate planning. I'm going to talk about communication and resident rights and some issues like that. I'm going to have several examples of what to do and what not to do. and we're going to have a downsizing specialist there. So it's going to be a really good group of folks rotating in, you know, about half hour, 35 minute presentations. They're going to provide a free lunch. So that's always really nice. It's from 10 to 2. It's 1 week from today. So it's on Saturday, March the 30th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is at the Lenexa City Center Community Forum. It's on 87th Street Parkway. And you can go online to register, but frankly, you have to click through a lot of stuff. Take the easy way out here. You can call 913. I'll give you a couple of phone numbers here. 913-477-7100. 913-477-7100 or 913-825-9920. And they're going to ask you about what your lunch preferences are. You want a vegetarian sandwich or a turkey sandwich, something like that. And I don't know if it's too late to get in on the lunch thing or not. I don't think it is, but you'll want to call them right away because they're getting everything set up. And if you listen to the program and you're out at the Lenexa Senior Symposium, come up and do me a favor. Come up and introduce yourself. Would like to meet you in person and shake your hand and thank you for listening to the show. I do appreciate that and always really, really enjoy meeting people who listen to this program. I'm honored by that. So be sure to introduce yourself. All right. Wanted to share a client story, no names, but Senior Care Consulting. Of course, that's my firm. It's a placement service where we help families find the right senior care community for their elderly loved ones. And usually this is really straightforward. The process, it goes very smoothly, but, you know, not everything goes perfectly every time. And this was one of those times where I was doing backflips and jumping through hoops to get this taken care of for this just wonderful family. So I originally met with the husband of the couple, and he has a major surgery coming up, and it's a major surgery. He's the primary caregiver for his wife, and she has Alzheimer's and has had Alzheimer's for 5 or 6 years. And it's pretty severe at this point, but she's still perfectly, you know, physically able and capable, but she has all of the cognitive issues that kind of come along with Alzheimer's. And not any, you know, major behaviors, but, you know, can sundown. Sometimes she's up and down kind of all night. And during those nights, he does not get any sleep. And that's not good for his health. And he needs some rest. And needs to come in for this surgery in solid shape as far as, you know, being rested and confident and et cetera. And then knowing that his affairs are kind of in order. Well, one thing that was not in order was he needed to find a care community for his wife where his wife can stay and receive the care, because obviously he can't be there. And he's not going to be able to do this for a while because he has a major surgery. Then he will have a major recovery, extended recovery time. And he said, "Steve, at my age, I don't know if I can do this very much longer anyway. So, I think we're probably going to initially look at this as a short-term placement, but, I think this is going to turn into a long-term placement. So let's treat it like that. I may bring her home, but let's treat it as though a long-term placement." I said, "Okay, we can do that." So we went through our normal process of developing what I call a care profile. And that is we're creating a detailed description of exactly what we need. And during the care profile development, we are determining the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, location, and personal preferences and needs. And there's a tremendous amount of information contained in the care profile once it's fully developed. And that's our starting point. Based on that, then Senior Care Consulting, we research the market. We identify our top three senior care communities that most closely meet our needs based on that care profile, driven by all that selection criteria that we took some time to develop together. And then, so we did that. Then we went out and toured all three places. And there was a place in Lawrence and a couple of places in Olathe. They live in Lawrence, so they were willing to drive K-10 into Olathe, but they didn't want to get too far into the city and kind of overwhelmed by the major highways and all of those sort of things, which is certainly understandable. They're not comfortable on the big highways. And so knowing all of that, we chose our places carefully. And then he said, "I like this one best. I like this one second best. And I like this one third best." And so we started the process with facility number one. And we have a short spend down. I've talked about Medicaid many times on this program before. We had a short spend down of maybe 1 to 2 months of private pay. And then his wife would easily do the division of assets, and it was handled, is being handled by an excellent elder law firm. And then you do the division of assets, and then she can qualify for Medicaid very quickly. And at that point, she's technically, for billing purposes or payor source purposes, she would, after that month or two of paying privately, private pay, then she would become Medicaid pending. So covered by Medicaid pending approval. So that means the application would be taken care of by the elder law firm and submitted and then approved down the road. And so all of this is explained with these facilities up front. Yeah, yeah, we can work with that. Well, long story short, facility number one says, well, we don't understand this Medicaid pending. I mean, you know, there's a lot of money in their account. And I said, well, you don't understand how Medicaid works, do you? And the whole purpose of division of assets is to maximize the community spouse's ability to live and continue to live independently by trying to preserve as much of the asset base as possible. And it wasn't a huge asset base. And so the more this gentleman kept talking, the more I'm like, wow, you really don't understand. This is scary. And he sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but he literally does not understand Medicaid. He has no clue, actually. So we got really frustrated with that. We shifted gears, went to number two. Well, number two had something happen like a day or two after we had toured, to where they're going to hold up admissions until they make some adjustments in their staffing model. And so they put a self-imposed admissions ban until they address the acuity level in their building. It's a great place, but it was just bad timing on everyone's part. They did not know about this before we went there. So, okay, we had to shift gears to facility number three. Yeah, and usually this does not happen. Usually you go to facility one, it's smooth as glass, and everything's just normal. This one, just everything that could go wrong with timing and everything else just kind of blew up. So number three, we filled our last bed. By the time we got to them, they were full. They lost their actually, they had a couple of openings, and they ended up being full. So that's plan C. So I said, okay, plan D. We'll go for a respite care stay, 30 days, to give us a little time to get this figured out. And I called a Home Plus that I'm very familiar with and comfortable with in Lawrence. I'm so sorry, Steve. We would do a respite stay if we had any room, but we're full. I'm like, okay, plan E. So I'm not letting this one go. He was considering postponing his surgery, and I'm like, you're not doing that. If I have to take care of her myself, we're going to get this taken care of. So Plan E, it's a fantastic place for memory care, probably the best one in the entire city, a little further than they're wanting to drive, but the best care that we could offer them. So they adjusted their location parameters. And we were able to turn around very quickly and get his wonderful wife into the best memory care available. And now he was able to take a deep breath and relax and then go into his surgery and focus on himself, and everything worked out. The point is, Senior Care Consulting stuck with this family and did not stop until we got that situation resolved. That's something I'm really, really proud of. And we would certainly offer that level of effort for all of our families and all of our clients. I'm going to have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. So just to kind of finish off that story that I was sharing with you on the before the last break. So usually when we work with our clients and the families that we're very privileged and honored to serve. Usually this is very straightforward. We contact the community that they chose. We begin that admissions process. Each community has to do their own assessment to make sure they can meet your needs. With this client that I was referring to, the day I met with them, I said they're going to want a doctor's office, like a checkup. They're going to want pretty current information. Your information is almost a year old. So please call your doctor and ask them if you can get her in for a new checkup and appointment and update on her medications, et cetera, just right away. And tell them you need to kind of move quickly on this. I said, and then you're going to need what's called a care assessment. The state of Kansas, you need a care assessment, which is in this case, it was, in their case, they're in Douglas County. So they're served from the Jayhawk Area Agency on Aging based out of Topeka. They cover Shawnee and Douglas. So they had a social worker out. They called them on a Friday late afternoon. The care assessment was performed the following Tuesday morning, and boom, they got that taken care of. So you have to have that. If you're going into a nursing home long term that accepts Medicaid, that's part of the admission paperwork requirements. And most people would not understand that, but I'm coaching my clients through, I'm just lining it up so this will be really easy for them with no surprises. And I did that for them as well. So they got all that taken care of. And normally this just goes like it's supposed to go. Just boom, boom, boom. It's just a very simple transaction. You notice I didn't say this is an easy transition. It's a simple transition where you just go right through that process, and it's just very straightforward. But once in a while, if anything can go wrong, it does. Right. And that's exactly what happened with these folks. And they said, you know, we believe that these things happen for a reason. And we believe that, you know what, maybe we're not supposed to be at these other places. Maybe this is where we're supposed to be. And you opened our eyes to a great place. You opened our eyes to the benefit of driving a little bit further than we originally said we would to get really good care. And they are really, really happy. And they said, we'll give you an endorsement and references and everything else. And that's just really wonderful. But for the gentleman that I was working with, you know, primarily on behalf of his wife, he was just so complimentary. And he said, we never could have done this without your help. And you've just provided me such wonderful peace of mind. And now I can head in to my major, major surgery, totally focusing on my getting through the surgery and then recovering so I can go see my wife. And so we go over and above for all of our clients, and sometimes it requires more work than not. Usually, like I said, it's straightforward, but this particular one, we stayed on it. We got all over this, and we were down to plan E, which ended up maybe being the best case scenario after all, after it was all said and done. So that's just something I'm really, really proud of. If we can help you and your family, let me give you our phone number at Senior Care Consulting. It's 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. And also, be sure to go online and check out our website. It's a really good website. It's all one word, Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. All right. We can help you and your family find the very best fit when searching for a senior care community at any level. Independent living, assisted living, long-term care. It could be for general care, it could be for memory care, mental health care, skilled nursing and rehab, it could be for a respite stay, it may or may not involve hospice care. So whatever you need, if it involves moving from your home to a senior care community, that's the narrow niche that we live in, and we can help you through that whole process in just a few hours of your time and make this whole search and selection process very, very simple. As I mentioned before, it's never easy, but we can make it very simple. We can get you through that very, very quickly. All right. I only have a few minutes, but I've been asked this a lot. Even in church last week, I'm one of the musicians that plays in our church worship group. And after we played, we're all in the same room waiting to go out and play again. And I had several of our musicians and singers ask me about, and interestingly, about the same question. We're not sure when to consider moving our grandmother, or our mom, and they're just talking about this. So I'm going to do a quick review. Sometimes it's pretty obvious, really black and white, that you have to move, but it's usually gray, in the gray area. So I like to say that these are some things that you should that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. When it is no longer safe to live at home, and there are lots of examples of that, but it's just generally just safety issues, leaving the stovetop burners on, maybe wandering away from your home, and you can't find your way back, triggering a silver alert, not taking your medications properly, frequent falls, home injuries at home, hospitalizations. That these are all, you know, in the category of major safety issues, and that should trigger that conversation of considering moving to a senior care community from your home. Number two, and I would call this a very close number two, when the health and well-being of the caregiver begins to decline. You just cannot have that very long. So we're talking about mental health, emotional health, spiritual and physical health, of course. Stress is a very powerful force. I've seen lots and lots of caregivers pass away before the person they're caring for because they put their needs second. And now they've totally defeated the purpose because they're not here to care for the person that they love so much. So if you recognize that your caregiver is declining, you better start to have that conversation. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive, most home care, and I'm a huge fan of home care, but if it rises to the level of 24-hour care, it could cost $12,000 to $15,000 a month, and sometimes maybe that's just not affordable. So that would trigger the conversation. And then if you just can't keep up with the demands of the caregiving, let's go out and find you a great place where you can have professional caregivers 24 hours a day, and you can return to a role of the loving husband, the loving spouse, the loving grandchild, and then be their care manager, their advocate, and speak for your loved one and advocate on their behalf and make sure they're getting everything that they need and they deserve. If you need help with this whole situation, if you have questions, call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.